Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Impossibilities, especially
impossibilities.
You're seated in heaven. You made the air to full stop. You are
incredible.
All extraordinary strategies.
Show yourself strong and mighty. We say thank you. As a church, we can't thank you enough. We owe you thanks. This afternoon, accept our thanks, accept our praise, accept our worship. We are eternally grateful. We are forever grateful. Many were the devices, many were the attacks, but here we are standing strong and tall. It can only be your grace. You disappointed their devices. Their hands could not perform their enterprise. And here we are. Father, accept our thanksgiving. Winners Chapel, Birmingham, we are grateful. Families, we are grateful. Individuals, we are grateful. This our Lord once again open our eyes to behold the wondrous things out of your word. Let everyone be imparted. Let everyone be visited. Send us your word. Via your word, let destinies be transformed. Let life be transformed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your presence and thank you for what you are said to do. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Somebody will say a bigger amen. Before you sit down, welcome your neighbor to your left, to your right. And just wish them happy new month. Happy new month. It's the second day of the month. Happy, happy new month. As we comfortably take our seat in his presence. Like to appreciate God and his servant in the house for the privilege to bring unto us the teaching for this second service. And our focus this afternoon, very simple. Why are we giving thanks to God as a church today? Why are we giving thanks? There are wonders embedded in thanksgiving. And one of them is thanksgiving facilitates answers to prayer. Facilitate answers to prayer. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer. Somebody say by prayer. And supplication. It's not complete. It doesn't make your prayer complete. By prayer and supplication. With what? So a prayer without thanksgiving will not be answered. A prayer not accompanied with thanksgiving will not reach out to heaven. He said, with thanksgiving, then let your request be made known unto God, and the God of peace, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. So your prayer must always be accompanied with thanksgiving. What are the second wonders too? Thanksgiving provokes supernatural change of story. Follow me carefully. So one, it facilitates answers to prayer. It makes your prayer carry answers or be responded. Two, it provokes supernatural change of story. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17. Habakkuk 3, verse 17. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall be fruit in a vine, the labor of the olive shall fail. The field shall you no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the store. Yet, somebody say yet. I know the secret to make things work. No figs, no grapes, no olives, empty field, no sheep, no cattle. Nothing seems to be working. But I know what will cause these things to work. He said, yet. Somebody say yet. I may not have job, but yet it will not stop me from thanking my God. I may not have what I'm looking for, but yet it will not deny me from thanking God. Because as I begin to thank him, he begins to change my story for good. As I begin to thank him, he begins to put things together to advance the course of my life. He knew the secret. Somebody is hearing me. You lost your job last week. You have been moody all throughout. The devil will keep you in that state for life. You are not very smart. You lost the job. You did not lose your life. It was not the job that they were looking for. They were looking for you. But God rearranged things that it will not touch your life. Because as long as I have life, I have hope. So if I have life, I have hope. And my future is colorful. He knew the secret. Everything has come to a standstill. But yet, somebody say yet. I will rejoice in the Lord. Can you see? Rejoice in who? Stop rejoicing in the company. Stop rejoicing in the salary. When you rejoice in the Lord, nothing dries in your hands. From today, nothing gets stagnated in your life again. And when he began to rejoice, he said, I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength. He will make my feet like what? His feet. And he will make me to what? Walk upon my high places in life. So make a choice to remain thankful to God. Make a choice. Choose to be thankful no matter the situation or the circumstances. Your choice to stay thankful brings about healing faster than to be depressed. The devil will always ensure that things will bring you down. Hear me? Those of us who stay thankful, that's not me, we don't experience issues. But I know when I remain sad, I've given the devil room to operate. Because God created everyone, but God is not with everyone. He's only with those who inhabit praise. And the only strategy, the reason why the devil wants to bring you down, because he wants to bring your strength down. Because the joy of the Lord is what? The joy of the Lord is what? So when the joy of the Lord is taken from you, what is left with you? Everything will be against you. From today, say to yourself, I choose to remain thankful. Consciously make that habit. Make it your lifestyle. When you choose to be thankful, when the devil even brings negative news, because you are thankful, it tends to be a good news for you. Choose to stay thankful. It's a deliberate act. You know, at times you wake up, you look at the weather, it's what a bad weather. You have made the day very bad for yourself. You look and say, what a beautiful and a wonderful weather. My testimony will not be stopped. I know God is moving me forward. Stay positive, because what is working for you is more than what is working against you. What is working for you? As long as I have life,
I have hope. And if I have hope, my future is colorful. Men of and women who escape heights in biblical eyes, they chose to be thankful and be grateful. Look at the story of David. If there is anybody that needed to be sad, he should be one of them. He was engaged in the most battles of life. But yet, in all the psalms, he's writing about songs, talking about praising God. I'll praise him 7 times. I'll pray 3 times. Do you think David did not face challenge? He knew how to be on top and how to scale height. And that is why he never lost any battle. Because anybody that stayed thankful, they embrace the strength of God. And God begin to go ahead of them. From today, no devil tempest with your happiness again. No devil tempest with your joy again. Choose to be thankful every day. Make that deliberate act. Before you step out, I choose to be thankful to God. My kidneys are working. It's enough for me to thank God. I'm eating very well. It's enough for me to thank God. I am growing well. It's enough for me to thank God. I am not on the hospital bed. I'm sleeping in my own room. I choose to be thankful. Nobody will corrupt your life again. What again is in Thanksgiving? Secure access to fresh oil. Somebody say fresh oil. It is fresh oil that renders our enemies helpless. Fresh oil. The oil remains fresh because the battles of yesterday, the oil for yesterday cannot deal with the battles of today. So when you choose to be thankful, the oil upon your life will remain fresh. So when they come with the strategies, the fresh oil knows how to deal with them because you are daily empowered afresh. You see why the devil wants to temper with your joy? Because he knows when he temper with that, that joy is taken away from you. Look at Psalm 92, verse 1. Psalm 92, verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praises unto thy name, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Now jump to verse 10. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of what? And I shall be anointed with what? Fresh oil. When you carry fresh oil, you cease fighting your battles. The reason why he wants to corrupt that oil is that you can engage in that fight. And you can't fight and win. He says the battle is not yours. How do you hand over the battle to God? By remaining thankful. When the oil comes upon you, look at verse 9. We are all going to read out together now. Verse 11. Psalm 92 verse 11. Put that on the screen. Psalm 92 verse 11. Let's go. My eyes, the desire of my enemies, and my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked. Thou do what? Rise up again. Can you see the effect of the fresh oil? You're no longer fighting your battles again. God takes over your battle. The reason why he wants to keep you depressed, that you will keep on fighting that battle. And as long as you keep on fighting that battle, the Bible says, for by strength shall no man hold prevail. He will prevail over you. But when you stay joyful, the oil is fresh. God takes over the battle from you. From today, you don't need to fight that battle again. I say you don't need to fight that battle again. Somebody say, I choose to be thankful every day. And as you have made that choice, the oil upon your life will never go dry. I say it will never go dry. Number 4, what are the wonders? It keeps us flourishing all the way. It keeps us flourishing. That is the essence of the Thanksgiving. Keeps us flourishing all the way. Prevailing circumstances notwithstanding. Keeps us flourishing. Psalm 92, verse 12. Psalm 92, verse 12. Put that on the screen. We are going to read that together now. Psalm 92, verse 12. Now, let's go. The righteous. Like what? And it shall grow like what? In what? Look at the righteous. Somebody say the righteous. That means the one who knows the right and is doing it. Who knows the secret of thanksgiving and is doing it. He will be flourishing. Now hear this. When you are no longer fighting battles, you will live long. Because nobody is attacking your strength. So you begin to flourish. So am I admonishing for everyone? Never allow anybody to tamper with your joy again. That thing that is taking away your joy is taking the strength of God from you. And if God is not with you, everything can be against you. If I were you today, I'll make a covenant with God. The Lord, my joy in you, no devil will tamper with it. You lost a job and you are crying every day. It is not your life. You can apply again. It may be God might have seen ahead of taking you from there, of something that is about to happen. Because when you are right with God, your steps are being ordered by him. And he sees ahead to make sure those things will never touch your life. The righteous is the one that will flourish. Now look at how the Bible has likened you. It's a palm tree. Somebody say palm tree. Palm tree don't experience difficult condition. No matter the prevailing condition, they still strive. They still survive. So that means no matter the hardness, as you maintain the attitude of gratitude, no circumstances will bring you down. Those circumstances will frustrate you. He said, like a cedar in Lebanon, talking about stability. Somebody is stability. So no matter the conditions, you will not be moved. Why? As a thanksgiver, you begin to flourish. On UK land, you will flourish. In that your career, you will flourish. In that your business, you will flourish. Number five, what are the wonders? Thanksgiving secures and sustains supernatural church growth. Secures and sustains supernatural church growth. We saw that in Acts chapter 2, verse 46. Secures and sustains supernatural church growth. Acts chapter 2, verse 46. And they continued daily with one accord, breaking bread from one house to another, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Verse 47. Praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as ought should be saved. So all the daily addition that we are experiencing is by the hand of God. Number six, what are the wonders? Thanksgiving facilitate fulfillment of prophecies. Facilitate the fulfillment of prophecies. Facilitate fulfillment of prophecy. Prophecy announces God's intention. Thanksgiving demonstrates our confidence that he will fulfill it. He will fulfill it. The intention is very clear. Look at the scripture for the year. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. Revelation 3, verse 7. It says, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things that is holy and that is true, and he that has the key of David, and he that openeth, and no man can shut. And when he shut, no man can open. Now verse 8, let's all read it together. Now that's our test for the year. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. No man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. I have an open door for you. Miracle doors, career doors, marital doors, settlement doors. He said, I have opened. No man can hurt. Can God lie? No. Can God lie? Can God fulfill this? Can he fulfill that in your life? This season, would your door be open? Would your miracle door be open? Would your career door be open? Would your academic door be open? So if you know these doors are going to open, what do you need to do? Thank him. That's the secret. Father, I thank you. Because the year will end according to your expectation for me, not the expectation of the devil. Hear me. Your door will be open. And he said, in the presence of my enemy, what? He prepared the table. Don't pray for your enemies to die. Let them come and celebrate with you. Because if they die, they will not see how God is moving you. They will not die. They will come and celebrate you. Because your door that God has opened, no devil can close it. So if I were you, every morning, Father, I thank you for my miracle door is declared open. I thank you for my career door is already open. And as you are thanking him, he's working behind the scene. I pray for somebody hearing me. This year of open door, your own door will be open. I say your own door will be open. God's servant gave us another elect for the month of August to help you to position. He said, God was speaking to me from Genesis chapter 50, verse 24. concerning the month of August for the winner's family, saying, I will surely visit you and bring you out of every unwanted issue of life to the land of promise. Hear this. We saw how God visited Sarah, and he has spoken, and how she conceived and bare a son at old age. We also saw how Christ visited the widow of Nain, whose only son died and in a coffin for one day on the way to be buried. But that visitation brought about the dead child back to life. Hear the good news. God shall be visiting us in the winner's family. This man, somebody say this man, bringing about things that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard. So this month, what are we expecting? God's visitation. Somebody say God's visitation. And hear the revelation. God created everywhere. God is not in everywhere. A fish out of the sea will not survive on the land, because that is not his habitation. He only inhabits the praises of his people. Psalm 22 verse 3. So the house full of praise is the house ready for his visitation. You didn't catch it. I said the house full of what? It's a house ready for what? Husbands and wives between Tom and Jerry. This one will not be visited. Because God will not visit a house of Tom and Jerry where they are kicking each other. So if I were you, God ever said something in the first service that everybody should be ready, setting praise time for the whole the month of August. Because God is going to visit his people. And he only inhabits the praise of his people. I believe, God, that your visitation will happen. I say your visitation will happen. In this month of August, you and your family will be visited. Let that amen show it. Declare to yourself, it's my month of August visitation. Declare that confidently. Here, another wonder of thanksgiving. It quickens the dead or dying issues of our lives to bounce back to life. It quickens. It's only thanksgiving that can do that. It's only thanksgiving. We heard a testimony in the first service of one of our sisters who was going for a surgery. And he said before the surgery, she was singing praise songs. And the doctor confirmed, I like your song that you are singing. While they were taking her for the surgery, what they were going to do was a wrong surgery. Thanksgiving bring back life. And she has to question them, this is not the surgery that you are meant to do. They would have done something wrong and complicated the issue. But a daughter of praise will never be left alone. A daughter of thanksgiving will never be left alone. Imagine on that bed, he was complaining. He was murmuring. Look at 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10. Let's see what would have happened in the other sense. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10. We are going to read that together now. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10. Quickly, put that on the screen for us. 1 Corinthians. Now let's go. Neither what? Are some also what? And were what? So when you murmur, what happens to you? No, say what happens. Do you want your life to be destroyed? From today, I stay away from murmuring. I stay away from what? Murmuring. Because I am ordained to reflect his glory. And the only thing to reflect his glory is by what? Giving thanks unto him. Look at John chapter 11, verse 21. John 11, verse 21. Then Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if you have been here, my brother would not have died. But look at verse 22. One of my favorite scriptures. Verse 22. But I know that even now, whatsoever you will ask of God, what will he do? He said, Martha said, Jesus, I know you carry the secret. I know that my brother has been dead for 4 days. I know things have come to a standstill. Nothing seems to be working. But Jesus, I know that even now, whatever you have the Father, he would. And what was the secret? When he got to the stone, he gave thanks. That thing dead for 4 days came back to life. I have good news for somebody hearing me. Whatever that is called dead or dying in your life, they jump back to life right now. The amen louder people are receiving it.
anything dead in your business come back to life. Dead in your career come back to life. Dead in your family come back to life. Kidney be restored. Every organ be restored. No more death again. No more death again. Somebody shout a bigger amen. 4 days came back to life. Yours is not yet dead. The doctor says it's about to die. So you have not gotten to that worst stage. That means God will do it today. As you thank him today, whatever that is dying will be recovered back to life. What again are the wonders? It secures access to the path of life. Path of life. It secures access to the path of life. And this is the reason why thanksgivings are never stranded. You will never be stranded in life. Path to life. Psalm 16 verse 11. That will show me the path of life. That means I will order your steps. In thy presence there is what? Fullness of joy. Can you see all these benefits of a thanksgiver? When you begin to thank God, all these things begin to happen to you. What again? It secures divine presence. That is the big one. Divine presence. That makes us unbeatable in the battles of life. Divine presence. Somebody say divine presence. Everybody, a thanksgiver, always have the backing of God. Psalm 22 verse 3. Thou art holy and thou inhabit the praise of his people. Romans chapter 8 verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can hurt? Secure unbeatable. It makes you unbeatable. Look at 2 Chronicles. Look at 2 Chronicles. Chapter 20 verse 22. 2 Chronicles. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord what? Set ambushment against the children of Moab, Mount Seir, which are what? Come against the children. For the children of Moab and Moab stood up against each other. They begin to fight. And when they have made an end to the habitat of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. In verse 24, and when Judah came to the tower, to the water tower in the wilderness, they look unto the multitude, and behold, let's read the last sentence together. They were all hurt, and none hurt. From today, your enemy will no longer escape. As you begin to thank God, God takes over your battle. Somebody is cheating you. Just begin to thank God. God will begin to fight your battles for you. God will take over that battle from you. Look at the lifestyle of Jesus. I was just looking at it. Look at the lifestyle. What made him never to lose in a good race of life? John chapter 6, verse 11. Jesus took the loaf of bread. When he has given thanks, he gave thanks. John chapter 11, 41 to 43. Talking about Lazarus. He said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Matthew chapter 26, verse 26. Jesus took bread, blessed it, and he took the cup and gave thanks. Matthew 11, verse 25. I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven. Luke chapter 22, verse 19. And he took bread and he gave thanks. Luke chapter 10, verse 21. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the spirit. So who are you following now? Do you know why he never lost any battle? Do you know why the Father was so pleased with him? Do you know why his prayers were receiving answers? Now tell me, what was the secret? What was the secret? What was the secret? So today, what secret are you going home with? If you wake up tomorrow morning and you are sad, you are not in this service. If after 1 week you are complaining, you are not in this service. You are not a follower of Christ. But I pray that today, God will baptize every one of us with the spirit of thanksgiving. With the spirit of gratitude. In the name of Jesus Christ. Today is our showers of blessings. 5 keys that we are going to hold on to. Before we thank God. 1, obedience of faith, as in the case of Abraham. God is set to release his blessings upon us, but we must align ourselves to obey every instruction. When Abraham obeyed, there was a swarm of blessings that God released upon him. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 16, he said, for by myself I have a son, saying the Lord, because thou hast done these things,
and has not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee. In multiplying, I will multiply thee as the stars of the earth. Now, when you jump to verse 18, he said, in thy seed shall the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. I've obeyed my voice. So everyone obeying his voice is entitled to the showers of blessings. All throughout operation, take your territory for Christ. You were praying, you were fasting, you were on the outreach. You have obeyed his voice. God has sworn a blessing upon your life. And that blessing will be reaching out today. I said that blessing will be reaching out today. Two, acceptable stewardship. Somebody say acceptable stewardship. Acceptable stewardship. When you serve God acceptably, he connects you to your blessings. When you serve God acceptably, he connects you to your blessings. Job chapter 36. If they obey and they serve him, they shall spend their days and their years in pleasure. If they obey and serve him. Exodus 22 verse 25. Ye shall serve. And what will happen? The Lord God will also bless you. I trust God that as we render faithful service to him, the showers of blessings will be reaching out to us. What again? Kingdom advancement endeavors, as in the case of David. Kingdom advancement endeavors. 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 3. Moreover, because I've set my affection to the house of God, and for my own proper good of silver and gold, have I given unto the Lord. David's life was characterized by advancing his kingdom. And that is why he never lost the presence of God. In all his battles, he won them. Why? The blessings was upon his life. What again that we need to do? Priestly blessing. Somebody say priestly blessing. Priestly blessing. And that is what God's servant is going to release upon us. Hear me. It's the blessings of God that make one rich. And this afternoon, that blessing is going to reach out to you. Look at Numbers chapter 6, verse 23. As I read this unto you, let your amen be very loud. Now let me start. Speak unto the children of Aaron and his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, one, the Lord bless thee. The Lord keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee. The Lord be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. And the Lord give thee peace. When God giveth peace, who can make trouble? From today, no one will make trouble in your life again. No trouble in your business again. No trouble in your career again. And lastly, parental blessing as in Joseph. Parental blessing as in Joseph. Parental blessings as in Joseph. Look at Genesis 49 verse 26. Genesis 49 verse 26. So we are going to receive that blessings. Maybe your biological fathers or brother, they may not be alive, but we have our spiritual father in the house who is going to release that blessings upon our life. Look at Genesis 49 verse 26. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of thy progenitors. Unto the uttermost part of the everlasting hill, they shall be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of his head of him that was separated upon him. So the blessings will be upon his head. So where are the blessings going to be upon you? It's going to be upon your head, because the head is the direction of the body. So as the blessing reaching out to you, you never make any wrong step. You never make any wrong move. But look at the strength of these blessings in Genesis 65 verse 8. Genesis 65 verse 8. Look at the strength of these blessings. And we are going to read it out together now. Genesis 65 verse 8. 65 verse 8. Let's put that on the screen. Isaiah 65 verse 8. Isaiah 65 verse 8. Isaiah 65 verse 8. Put that on the screen for us. Isaiah 65 verse 8. Let's go. Thus says the Lord, as the new one is found in a cluster, and one said, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy. So you become undestructible. You know the reason why they couldn't destroy Joseph? The blessings was upon his head. You know they tried. They put it in a system. They put him in a prison. Every odd was against him. But what prevailed over his life was the blessing. Somebody say the blessing. So the showers of blessing coming upon you today, from today, you are marked for exemption. You are marked for protection. You are marked for preservation. You are marked for exemption. Why? Somebody say, I carry the blessing. So are you ready for the blessing? May all the blessings that pertain to those who serve God begin to manifest in your life from today. I say begin to manifest in your life from today. Because when God blesses, sorrow is eliminated. Every trace of sorrow is cleared out of your way. Every sorrow is cleared off your way. Therefore, for your diverse labor in promoting the kingdom in this prophetic season, be openly rewarded. I say be openly rewarded. I say be openly rewarded. So in the next moment, God's servant is going to mount the stage and the blessings is going to be upon your head. And by this blessing, you are marked for exemption. No more defeats. No more failure. No more sorrow. What the enemy has meant for evil will go back to them. Your blessings will not be corrupted. Your blessings will not be frustrated. Your blessings will not be destroyed. Somebody that's eager to be blessed, rise to your feet and begin to appreciate God. Give him all the thanks. Give him all the praise. Father, we thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. God's servant is ready, and I know God is going to speak through him unto us for the release of the prophetic blessing. But hear me, the blessings is only for those that Jesus has access into their lives. Because whatever that will be proclaimed, it is only Jesus, God, who will confirm it. If it is not being confirmed, it will be a shout, a noise in your ears. With our eyes closed, with our head bowed, say, Jesus, I need that personal touch because I don't want to miss my blessings today. Lift up your right hand wherever you are so that I can pray with you now. God bless you. Lift up your right hand boldly, confidently, that Jesus, I need you. I don't want to miss my blessings today. Please, if you have lifted up your right hand, do me a massive favor. Come to the altar so I can pray with you now. You lifted up your right hands. Ushers, let's encourage them. Somebody lifted up their right hands. Encourage them to come to the front now. Put your hands together as they take that booster. Because Jesus is in a hurry to settle everyone. He's in a hurry to distinguish and decorate everyone. You lifted up your right hand. Take that bold step. Take that bold step. Take that bold step. Take that bold step so that you can connect to your blessings today. Take that bold step in the name of Jesus Christ. Those of us in front, God bless you for making this move. Please put your right hand on your chest and say this prayer confidently and boldly with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for your saving grace that has located me. Today, I declare you as my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart, dine with me, and restore me to glory and dignity. Jesus, help me to live for you for the rest of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me, for rescuing me, for delivering me in Jesus' mighty name. Now I pray for you. Upon this confession, the blessings of today will reach out to you. And you'll be living here with your showers of blessings. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you for taking this bold step. One of our pastors is on my right. He's waving now. He's waving now. Please, just walk towards him. He's going to share some few things with you. And he'll give you some materials that will help you to build up your faith. Church, celebrate Jesus.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.